decision-making process.
She's poised to become the first woman to head the U.S. Central Bank. And with more than a decade at the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen may be one of the most qualified to run it. President Obama described her as tough and effective.
She sounded the alarm early about the housing bubble, about excesses in the financial sector, and about the risks of a major recession. She doesn't have a crystal ball, but what she does have is a keen understanding about how markets and the economy work, not just in theory, but also in the real world.
The 67-year-old economist is being tapped to take the reins of the U.S. Central Bank when Chairman Ben Bernanke steps down in January. He thanked the president for his trust and vowed to preserve the Federal Reserve's mandate.
If confirmed by the Senate, I pledge to do my utmost to keep that trust and meet the great responsibilities that Congress has entrusted to the Federal Reserve to promote maximum employment, stable prices, and a strong and stable financial system.
The president also heaped praise on Bernanke for providing a steady hand through the worst financial crisis in decades.
He has truly been a stabilizing force, not just for our country, but for the entire world.
Under Bernanke's leadership, the Fed cut short-term interest rates to near zero and has kept long-term rates at record lows with an $85 billion a month bond buying program. Financial markets welcomed the Yellen nomination as a nod to continuity. Former central bank official Joseph Gagnon says Yellen is likely to continue Mr. Bernanke's policies.
I don't see big changes. I think they're both rather collegial in terms of, encouraging, trying to get consensus within the group as much as possible. So I think that will continue.
Analysts expect an easy confirmation by the Democratic-controlled Senate with help from moderate Republicans. But given the sharp partisan divide in Congress, economists say Yellen's biggest challenges are yet to come. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.